See, you'll remember that Reb Chaim Friedlander had been developing the idea that there must be a conceptual similarity between Purim and Pesach. If you have multiple Gemaras that talk about connecting the two, they have Rashi and Mishnechnas Adam Arba Simcha, and we have the Gemara Megillah that Lahalacha, we have the Mitzayom of Purim in Adar Sheni rather than Adar Rishon, because Mismach Geula LeGeula Adiv, because there's value in Dafkam, the two Geulas next to each other. What's the value in that? So Chaim Friedlander said, if we're going to learn this with nuance, with sophistication, it must mean that what we're supposed to take away from the two Geulos has a common thread. And as I think Eliot said yesterday, we're going to get a continuity of ideas. You know, as he put it, Amunah High. There's similar ideas in Amunah that come from it too. What are the similar ideas? So Hagam, there are so many differences in the stories. Hagam, that obviously Pesach is Kulo Nisim Galuyim, and Purim is Kulo Nisim Nistarim. As you said yesterday, Pesach is the ultimate, it's Arusa de la Ela. And Purim appears to be very much it's Arusa de la Tata, that was being driven by people, the historians of some people. And historically, they happened 1,000 years apart, approximately. But at the same time, he had pointed out, it's true that people were involved, but if you look in Al Nisim, this is Rav Chaim Friedlander pointed out yesterday, page Reish Lamentes, you look at Al Nisim, you see that the Al Nisim mentions Mordechai and Esther only background, only in terms of when did this happen. But in terms of telling the story itself, people don't appear. In telling the story itself, it's all about Kadosh Baruch Hu. So on and so forth. And then he went on to begin to develop an idea we're going to continue right now. He went to going on to say that even in the story of the Megillah, it's clear, he suggests that Mordechai and Esther were being deliberate about highlighting this. They were being deliberate about ensuring that it should be as clear as possible. It should be as clear as possible that... that everyone can tell that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, number one, he said, pointed out, everything turns around when Mordechai says to Esther, ultimate Tashkacha Pratis, Reuch HaTzal Yamalehu B'makam Acher, and until Bosh Esther Malchus, she's involved with the Ruach HaKodesh. And take a look at this. Ubevoah Fnei HaMelech. Here's a problem in the Megillah. That if we read the Megillah, learn the Megillah carefully, we should be bothered by it. Right? She said, Achashverosh asks her, what would you like? She would have expected. She should have said right from the outset, he's willing to offer half the Malchus. Shocking. If he's willing to offer 50% of the empire, asking to knock at the Xer is a lot less. Why should wait till tomorrow? Madula Biksha Takeif is Bitul Xer. Why didn't she ask to wait on the spot? Masbir Agra, says the Gra explains, Vav Zayin Lam, Rav Zeh Lashono. Here's a quote from the Gra. L'chein Dach Sa'ad L'machar. Here's why she pushed off until tomorrow. What was she buying time for? Kishem Ateida Dover Shemizeh Yivada. She was waiting to see, maybe there'd be a siman hashamayim that they agreed to her approach. She, even though b'derech hatava she could have asked, b'derech hatava Achashverosh offered her, she's asking for far less than he's offering, but she was waiting to see, maybe there'll be a siman hashamayim that this is going to that this is what Ribono Shel Olam wants. Kemo shahaya, as indeed happened. Dahinu, Esther yada she Yeshua lo tavol. Esther understood well. It needs to be from the Ribono Shel Olam. He tzipsa with siman hashamayim she'arel Yeshua. She was waiting, if at all possible, for a siman min hashamayim that would indicate that this is the route HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to take. B'li siman hashamayim lo tatzia kalpulo tibus la'yeshua al kein lo nokta b'malchim tivim. Wow, fascinating. Fascinating. And she got her siman. Well, what was her siman? Her siman was, as even Zeresh understood. Once Haman is leading Mordechai, everything is punkapai, everything is upside down. Zeresh already called it. That's clear that things are changing. It's clear that Min HaShamayim, things are going in a different direction. So that's why, again, that's why Mordechai, on the one hand, had stressed to Esther she has to go in right away. Don't even wait a few days, a few weeks until Achashverosh calls you in. That's why Esther, ironically, did postpone. Right? Mordechai, in order to highlight the Hashgacha Pratis, Mordechai wanted her to get in as quickly as possible. And for similar reasons, Esther, once she got in, delayed. When she got in, she didn't ask right away. She waited to see what, for wait to look for sin. But Derech HaTeva, Af Pegisham Adam Pasha Elish Ta'emirosh. This is in normal social interactions, even if you're going to have a meeting with someone who's not a royal, or not even formerly a Sussex royal, a regular commoner, you make an appointment with people. You want to get together to meet, right? We set up a time. Let's get together next week, next Monday at 11 a.m. Let's do lunch, if the restaurants are open. So just consider, going back to that first point, Esther walks into the king without any organization, prior organization, without any appointment. Esther sickness asked him to say, "From the mechel roshos." That was Mamash Sakana to walk in there, as she told Mordechai. It's a mechel sher habal fun of below the kari achasta solam. Certainly, if the royal protocols in Shushan were that coming in without appointment is a potentially a capital crime, afa pichin heyaza, but she had the chutzpah to do it. V'nisrachesh neis shahushit la mechel sher razav al shenasa chein beina. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw it. That Achashverosh should be particularly taken by her in that moment, and he spares her. And here's the irony. Right? Just to appreciate the weirdness of that moment in the Megillah. She mamash goes out on a limb, and she puts herself in a makam sakana mamash. And then what does she ask for? Let's have a party. You would think that you were flying to a fury. Okay, I understand you have something of great import. You know, it's okay. I'll give you a free pass. And she walks and says, "Hey, you know, hubby, let's party. Let's party with Haman." Really? At the moment, in my freedom, such a petty request. Esther lo pol al pi yishtalus enoshes. He havina shat sari v'shamayim. She understood this. There was very much meshamayim. Come in, chevra.
Bus came late.
Thank you. Wow. There's lots of time for it these days. It's not a joke. Esther, come. She just got in. Grab a copy and have a seat. Asher Brooks, eating breakfast is okay. For today. Ko'od l'ra'a sa'os me'a shamayim l'bikshas gufa Yeshua. He says that so far, he's lined up a lot of data points. Right? Three turns in this, three decisions that Mordechai and Esther make that were really Bederach HaTeva did not make a lot of sense. Mordechai rushing Esther in, Esther going in at risk to her own life and then asking for a party, and then, top it all off, at that party, she's asked for another party. As opposed to, once a king keeps saying how willing he is to be helpful, she could have taken the opportunity. Kol od, the bottom page of Reshmem. Lo rosa os meshamayim. Lo bikshas gufa Yeshua. But lo machar eskai rosa simin. Everything changed, her attitude totally changes the next day, because Mordechai rechov alasos, rechov a'ir. Once you have that simin, actually, kadvar mishapchim, zehu os v'simin l'yeshua. Now, all of a sudden, everything's changed, and now she is very assertive when she meets with Achashverosh. She's mamash naming names. Simen kazash. I feel zeresh shachach mehaman avinu osa. As I said before, even Zeresh calls it. This is a significant simen. Mizera Yehudim. I lo sucha lo nafal tipa lofana. So once Esther, as Zeresh saw it, and that's very obvious. That's explicit in the Megillah. It's not explicit, but definitely true. That Esther saw it too. Esther switches gears the first time when Mordechai says to her, Hashgacha Pratis, and that's when she's willing to act, and she switches gears yet another time when she sees Min HaShamayim, that indeed this is the way they're pushing. And then she says, in line with a famous Gra, Kesher Devarim Pam Reishmem, Kesher Rasa Shei Shui Bilti Tivis, when she sees that this was not natural, that the Yeshua is coming in remarkable ways. Mamish. We're going from Mordechai almost being hung to Mordechai being led by Haman. Then she says, Oz Bikshem Achashverosh, Nafshi Rishaylasi Amin Bakashasi. Then she's willing to ask for what she needs. And he says, who is she asking from? Not really from Achashverosh. Certainly not only from Achashverosh. Not primarily from Achashverosh. Achashverosh wasn't central here. Ela Pniyasa Lamelach Haisa Be'etzem Tchila Hashem Yisbarach Kamosha Kasev Agra. Says Agra writes, and Miguel Sester. That Kamosha Kasev Agra Tapa Reish Memalav V'dash Shebechol HaTzadikim Hayadarkim Lech Sheyedabru Dvar Mufnei HaMelech. We spoke about this last night, I think, around when they would speak to the king, tzaddikim in general, and Esther in particular, liba machshavtem davar kakadosh baruch hu yisbarach shmo. The tzaddik is speaking to the king, or to certainly to other people. His mind at the same time is connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. The truth is, the Rambam speaks, he's quoting the Vilna Gaon in Esther. The Rambam talks about this idea in the near the end of Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam describes that a tzaddik, a very high level of development, a tzaddik who is a very high level of meditation. The Rambam describes in the Moreh Nevuchim, sometimes we don't necessarily associate meditation with the Rambam, but he talks about it quite extensively. And he describes how a person on an unusual level of tzidkus, a person of extraordinary measure, an extraordinary madrega, will be many hours davuk takarish baruch hu in his thinking, and even when he's interacting with other people, he's fundamentally thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and balancing the two. Now, what the Gra says is that Esther almost took this to the next level. That is, not only was she thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam while she was at the same time properly interacting with people, but the language that she was using worked in both directions simultaneously. V'chein hayakan shelibah hayel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein hayakan. She was thinking about her Ribbono Shel Olam while she was talking to Achashverosh. And take a look, by the way, at the footnotes. Gevaldik. Number two. That's the intro to Esther's actual ask from Achashverosh that he should save us. It says there's a lot of language there. If I found chen in your eyes, king, and if it's good to the king, and if, so then please listen to this request. The point of the Targum is Metargem HaMelech HaRishon Klapi Shemaya HaSheni Malka Diara. Fascinating. It says the Targum understands Metzatzichim Beinecha HaMelech is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMelech Tov is referring to Achashverosh. That's already sort of the Targum. Many centuries before the Gra, already is laying out that idea that she was talking simultaneously both to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Achashverosh. And here makes a point which we should develop more going forward. Mutur v'roi, page reish mamal. Mutur v'roi l'adam l'shtadel. You're allowed and absolutely required to do ishtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow us to just sit back and do nothing, and he'll take care of everything. Ach, mi'achar v'yeshua, hi ach v'rak b'idei Hashem Yisbarach, v'eino totzos ha'ishtadlus. We have to realize at the same time, we have v'chiv ishtadlus. Efforts are on us. The results are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have a chiyuv to take all prudent, reasonable steps. It's something we need to figure out more what exactly that looks like. But the ultimate Yeshua is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. Mi'baldei Hashem Yisbarach, Am Yisrael b'matzah shel ein onim. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yishmaya, we are unhelped. We're inadequate. Hashtadlus Ritzuyo Rak, Hashem Mishtadel Yodei V'beiru Sharak Ritzon Shal Hashem Yisbarach Yavis HaYeshua. He says, so the right hishtadlus, we need to find what constitutes proper hishtadlus. That's a big question. It's a big question that might be more in our minds nowadays, but it should be in our minds in terms of all sorts of health things and financial things and family stuff, all sorts of stuff. When is it too much hishtadlus? When is it too little hishtadlus? He says, it's not just a question of too much, too little, it's also a question of a whole other dimension to think about hishtadlus mentally. Mentally, where am I at? And how do I think about it? And it says, Hishtadlus needs to be with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving the results. And then he says, so he's been talking the whole time about Purim. He says, now let's transition to Pesach. Because the argument was, as you had said yesterday, that the Amunah High, there's a... that there's a continuity of ideas from Purim to Pesach. So we're seeing by Purim this idea, even though people are involved, but there's a great and clear recognition that we're making ishtadlus, but results are driven by Moshlam. Gamsa says, now let's talk about Pesach. Pesach was certainly the case. Muvlat by Yisodza, very clear. This Yisod is really jumping out at us. And that's what we say in Haggadah. We say in Haggadah, right? Loi de maaf, loi de zarf. Jumping to the next paragraph. Hasifrei. Parshas Kisavo. Vayotzienu Hashem. Loi de maaf, loi de zarf, loi de shliach. Commotion of our Varte Eretz and Zrime, Casey, Varte, the Maf, Casey, Kabachanul Sarf. Cholahim and Time Master Shot, and Evil Shliach, and Yashem. That's more or less the language that appears in that Gada. Shum Kochabia, Loish Tatefa, Kosh Barho, Bahot Sab, and Mitzrayim, Elohu Lavado, and Yehu Velo Achir. And the Yitzias Mitzrayim was Nisim Glin. Yitzias Mitzrayim of Kosh Barho was very explicit. That's what was, and very overt. That's what was happening. Kosh Barho, there were no Malachim involved at all. The Makas Bechoros very clearly was not done by Moshe and Aaron. It was not done by Malachim. It was very evident, self-evidently, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bimei Mordechai Esther, things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was writing things in a more natural, Nisim Nistarm way. So there was human involvement, and that's the way we live our lives, with Nisim Nistarm. So there's human involvement, but the Yisod HaDvarim is less obvious, but needs to be the same. To understand that we need to take prudent steps, with an awareness that ultimately results are not Kadosh Baruch Hu.